On Saturday, July 17th, my eldest boy will be 40 years old. Named after me, David is a genuine chip off the old block. He has my laid-back approach to life, my sense of humour, my waistline and my addictions to sex and alcohol. Naturally, there are differences. He's 20 years younger for a start-off, which is a bit of a relief because if he were 20 years older, we'd have a hell of a job explaining how I could be his father. And although we share the same hairstyle, he shaved his off deliberately. Mine disappeared of its own accord. He has the same open and inquiring mind as me, but whereas I investigated the subtleties of the beautiful game, he ignored football and concentrated on computer gaming. Alien versus Bob the Builder remains higher on his priorities than Manchester United versus Chelsea. I put this down to a difficult childhood, but I'm confident that he'll be fine when he grows up. He doesn't smoke, but I'm assured he can fart for England, which begs the question, did Fabio Capello miss out on the nation's secret weapon for the World Cup? The players couldn't play the opposition off the park, but my son may have been able to gas them off it. He likes to write too, but tends to succumb locution. I've tried to educate him out of it. Call an earth inverting horticultural implement a spade and be done with it, I said. But it's difficult for the lad. It's something he's inherited from his mother. She can talk the head off a cast iron donkey too. If I have a bone of contention, it's his singularity. He lives with a fine young woman, Sarah, and they have marriage plans, but they're always for the future. It annoys the hell out of me. I was married when I was 19. Why should he get away with it for so long? An atheist, a nihilist, with a passion for politically incorrect jokes. He's an excellent cook, allegedly. But when it comes to getting him on the phone, I could probably get an audience with the Pope easier. And he still hasn't told me whether we're due at his house or his mother's at the weekend. David, not His Holiness. So happy birthday in advance, Sunbeam, for your very first 40th.